Final score tonight, UMass 4, Merrimack 2. The Warriors' five-game winning streak comes to an end. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, you know, Scott, a lot of times in this game, you guys had the better of the play, a lot of good scoring chances. What was the difference, though, in this one?
Turn the puck over in front of our net in the third period. That's the game. That's the fucking game. Can't fucking do that.
Had a number of times, like I said, especially that second period. I thought you know, maybe your best period of the night. You guys had a lot of good scoring chances in that period. Pick up the goal in the power play late in the period. It felt like at that point, you needed to come out with the period with at least a goal, and you did that at that point with the power play goal by Trevor Hoskin.
Yeah, I thought we had some really good chances in the second, all three periods, really, to be honest. But in that period, I thought that was, we played downhill most of the night. Most of that 20 minutes, and created some power play chances. Some they didn't call, some they called. That one they called. It was nice.
So third period, they get the goal, like you said, early in the third period. There's still an awful lot of time left, though, for you guys, and it seemed like, you know, like happened in the second period, there were a lot of chances that you guys were able to create, a lot of opportunities. Almost every line that went out there was able to create chances. Like I said, I mean, I thought if you don't look at the scoreboard, maybe one of your team's better efforts in the year, but it doesn't turn out to be a win.
I 100% agree. You know, I thought we deserved a bit of a better fate. That's hockey, though, and they were a good team, and I think we were a good team, and I think we went toe-to-toe for a long time, periods of time where we carried it. But at the end of the day, they carried the end. So, you know, credit to them, finding a way to win a game on the road, and disappointing to not be able to finish it ourselves, but a lot of hockey left in front of us.
So first period, early on in the game, actually, Ken Fitzpatrick able to score a goal. He's able, good work by that line down low. Lalonde gets him the puck. He's able to draw the goaltender out, I think, just a little bit too far out of the crease to be able to skate around the net there and stuff it.
Yeah, no, it was that line played really well. They have really since we've put them together. And it was a big-time play by Fitzy to beat him to the pipe. That's a really good goaltender he beat to the pipe. And to get there that quickly was impressive.
Again, going back to that third period, it's a 2-2 game going in. What do you guys talk about going into the third period, given that you're coming off a period where, you did have a goal, you did pick up the late power play goal, but maybe you felt like you should have had more than one goal?
Just keep attacking. You know, I thought we had a really good attack mentality for every part of that hockey game except the first 5 minutes of the third. And then, once they scored, I thought we got back on the attack. It was too bad that had to happen, but... That's probably as well as we've played for 55 minutes of the game, and unfortunately you can lose a game in just 1 minute. So it's unfortunate, but it's nothing that we're going to hang our head about. We played hard. It was a really good hockey game. We didn't win it. Let's go get it tomorrow's.
You talked before the game, you've talked before almost every game about how important breakout is. It's really at both ends of the ice, right? I mean, I thought not only were you guys generally able to do that most of the night, but, when they were trying to get the puck out of their zone, whether it was breakout or whether, they got control of the puck, you guys were able to create, maybe force a number of turnovers, and it led to an awful lot of good scoring chances.
Yeah, no, I thought that, we obviously talk about that every week, but, I was really pleased with the way our support was really good in the breakout for the most part. And that's the key, It's obviously you want to get first touch, but the other four guys that have worked to get to places where they can support the puck, and I thought tonight we did a really good job of that for the most part. And ironically, the winning goal was kind of a slower breakout that we just didn't really get over the puck. And that's unfortunate. But we have, as far as our breakout versus forecheck, that's probably one of our better games, and I thought we were able to hem them in a few times as well.
Even in the last couple of minutes when you got the goaltender out, first of all, you had to kill the penalty, which you did. Special teams were good again tonight. You win the special teams, you get the power play goal, and you don't give up one. But then in the last couple of minutes, a number of chances again with the goaltender out, and again, keeping the pressure on offensively.
Yeah, no, I thought, for the most part, that 6-on-5, we created what we wanted to do. We just couldn't get closer to the net. I mean, they were obviously laying down in front of pucks and doing a good job defensively, grabbing our guys in net front, grabbing their sticks and stuff. And they just played hard. They played a brand that they could win the game. We got that breakaway there in the third. I mean, in the 5-on-6, 6-on-5, and it's hard to score when the guy's wrapped around you.
Yeah, right.
But I think we might have got a shot off. I don't know.
Yeah. They end up winning the game, as you mentioned, by the score of 42. Again, a lot of things that you did right, but you don't end up on the positive side of the win-loss category. What has to change tomorrow night, if anything?
Really, we just got to hit the repeat button and try to extend that 55 minutes to 60. Bring more energy than they do. It's going to be tough. You know, they're going to be at home. It's going to be a big, they got their second win in a row, just ended our streak. So we just got to bring more energy. And I think that I really like our team and the way they approach and the way they get after it. And we just got to do the same thing again tomorrow. That's what we got to do in this league. We got to do that every single night. And if we do that, you know, things will take care of themselves.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it. Have a safe trip down to UMass tomorrow night, and best of luck.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate it.